Thank you. শান্তে নয়ন জল ভরে স্নাত গাত্রার বুদানান উজ্জৈর উৎক্রোশতাং শ্রী বৃষকবি সুতয়া ধীরয়া শ্রীয়গোষ্ঠী অন্ধকার Hridanaya namani bhavrita jena hina yatta shau tatra shigram tripananaya nahe niyatam kim karoyam jasya sri pada vadvat pravahati jagati prema pi yushodhara jasya sri pada vadvat chitamudhusatutang vista bhringane vibhakti jasya sri pada vadvat Prajarashika jano modate samprasasya yatra shau tatra shikram kripananayana he niyatam kinkaroyam Vatsallam yaccha pitro jagati bahumatam kaitavam kevalam tat Dampattam dashritaiva sajanagana kritapam bhutavam chaneti Vaikunthaste hamute padanaka kiranair jasya sandarshito smi yatradhau tatra shikram tripananayana he niyatam kinkaroyam yavani kantalagana vilasati satatam krishna chaitanya chandre Karnakurajjananam kimunayanadadam shaivamurtim prakasya Niradishasya nitrar parabhavanagata nishtataradideya Yatrasau tatra shigram tripananayanahe niyatam kinkaroyam Gaurendo rastra shaile kima kanaka ghano hi he mahir gaura kantya Avir huta prabar shaile nikila janapadang plavaya nidava dagadham Gauravir bhava zhumam rajasitya sahasa sang yugopa sayang sang Yatta shau tatra shi ghram kripananayana he Niyatam kinkaroyam Gauro gaurasya shishto jagguru rapi jagatam gayatam gaura gatha Gauri gauri yagoschasrita ganagari madravide gaura garvi Nandharapa gaura vajjo giridhara parama preyasam jo gharish Yatta shau tatra shikram tripananayana he niyatam kinkaroyam Yuradha Krishna namam mrida jala nidhina plavayad vishyamitat Amlechha shesha lokam nidhijanipamani jang shudra shudra pratishtam Muktai siddhai lakanya patita jana shako gaura karunya shakti Yatta shau tatra shikram tripananayana he niyatam kinkaroyam Atyasa vartate tat purata varavabhūyo sutum loka sannam Dīkhaṁ nīlābjanetraṁ tilakusumanasaṁ nindhitār dhendu bhālam Kaumvaṁ shubhāṁ sundhāntaṁ satatalavadanaṁ dīrkabhāhuṁ varennaṁ Yattāsau tatra shikraṁ kripananayana he niyatāṁ kinkaroyam Gaurabde sunnavanan mitanikamamite krishna pakkhe chatushyam Ause maase maghaya mamara ganagurol basare mahin shante Daso joradhikaya yotisaya vaito nitta lila pravishto Yattasau tatra shikram Kripananayana he niyatam kinkaroyam Aha, Kamrejjananam गुरुचरणयुषङ् पूरिता भूर्णवश्च जातो सौकुत्र विश्वप्रोवदविरहाद्धान्तशून्नायि तङ्गमे आराव्ये नित्यभृत्तक्षणमपि विरह नोत्सहे सोऽहुमत्र यत्रासौ तत्र शीघ्रम् कृपणनयन हे नियताम् किम् करोय
This is expression of our divine grace. The divine means the Prasid of Srila Devaswami Maharaj after disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Devaswami Maharaj. Here everything we can see the gist of the pastimes of Srila Prasid Thakur. And before that one song I sang in front of you all. It is Jaya Re Jaya Re Jaya Paramahansa Mahasaya Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Sati. This song is very beautiful. In the time of Sri Saraswati Thakur, it is composed by someone of the Vaishnavas. But he is not a disciple of Sri Saraswati Thakur. But he composed this song. And more than disciple, it is expression come out from him. That is, it is included in the books of Sri Gauriya Math. Everywhere, this day and appearance day of Srila Saraswati Thakur, it is singing in the devotee to song. Also, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Shaimara Sampada, Shaimara Bhajana Pujani, you know this history. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur before disappearance, he called Srila Guru Maharaj for singing this song, Nirupa Manjari Padma. It is supreme song in our sampradaya. And that day Guru Maharaj transformed his power to Srila Guru Saraswati Thakur transformed his power to Srila Guru Maharaj that day. And his godbrothers, they are very much inspired through that. That is, later we can see all the honorable devotee, respectable devotee of Srila Saraswati Thakur. They took sannyas from Srila Guru Maharaj. Also, Guru Maharaj was so much learned and born in Brahmin family. He had much and a super quality, no doubt. But not only that, they are senior god brother of Guru Maharaj. Senior than Guru Maharaj, maybe somebody 5 years, somebody 10 years senior. But they took sannyas from Srila Guru Maharaj. And they believe Saraswati Thakur, he given transmission, transmit his power of Rupanuga Acharya. Power transmitted to Srila Guru Maharaj. And we are fortunate that we are now in the line of Srila Guru Maharaj and under his lotus feet. Anyway, we come. We do not know how much Sukriti we have, but it is fact, Guru Maharaj very mercifully bestowed his mercy upon us. We are together today. This day is disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In the Sanskrit poetry, there we are seeing one very nice sloka, and it is very nicely applicable for ourselves. Jo Radha Krishna Nama Amrita Jala Nidhina Plavaya Vishyamita Amlecha Shesha Lukam Vijal Nita Varijan Sudra Sudra Pratishtam Mukta Isiddha Iradamma Patita Janasako Gaura Karuna Shakti Yatchato Tatra Shikram Kripana Nayana De Niyotam Tinkaroya. It is miracle for this mundane world that we have done in this age, especially this age is very critical age. But that day Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur appeared, when Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur appeared, that time also more critical was the situation of Bengal. There many smart Brahmans and Aul, Baul, Katta Bhaja, Nera, Darvesh, Shai, Sahojiya, Shukibheki, Sarto, Yadgoshai, Otibari, Churadhari, Gauranga Nagori, many varieties of Sampradaya. They conquered the mind of Bengalis and all over the India. They are thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's religion is the worst religion for the mankind. That is, they are going varieties away, Babhicha, unlawful work they are doing that time. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared, he wants to clean. He wants to clean up the sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he tried so many ways. But his beautiful gift and supreme gift, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, before sang this song, there also it is mentioned, Sri Gauranga Parishad Thakur Bhakti Vinod Vinahini Potiter Bandhu Kolitamo Vinashite Anilene Avonite Toma Akalanka Purna Indu. Spotless moon, full moon, that is Saraswati Thakur. It is expression of the devotee for Saraswati Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur was Akumar Brahmachari. You know, Akumar Brahmachari, from young age he was Brahmachari until disappearance. And later he took sannyas. And before he was very renowned type of devotee to Krishna and was very strict. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was little soft, that time also, Saraswati Thakur not was soft-minded, very strong and very strict mind. One day one big sadhu, famous sadhu, come to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur and talking there, they are friendly talking. Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving everybody if to come and talk with him and that chance giving for cleaning his sampradaya, Mahaprabhu sampradaya. He is giving chance to come everybody. But that Siddha Mahaprabhu is like that, he come to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur and talking with friendly, talking with Thakur. You know. But Bhaktivinoda Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur every day, finishing his morning task, he coming to pay dandavad, Saraswati Thakur coming to pay dandavad to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But that day he had seen that Siddha Mahaprabhu seated with Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he not gone there. From so far he pay his Saraswati dandavad to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and gone. looking very nice. His figure was that time very young. Also probably figure very nice, you see. But that famous so-called devotee, you can say, Sahodaya devotee, he asked to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this boy looking very nice, but when he is not come to from your trust, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he has some promise, and he is not going 100 meter, maybe 100 feet. He is staying far from Sahodaya, 100 feet. And you are Sahodaya Babaji, then he is not coming near to you. Not to me, but he is thinking that it will be break of his promise. And later we have seen which way Śrīla Saraswatī Thakur, he fighting with Sahodaya Sampradaya, with Goswami Sampradaya, Jati Goswami Sampradaya. They were very strong in Navadvīpa. They tried to kill Saraswatī Thakur many times. It's happened. All the big acharyas' life we can see. Ramānuja Acharya, we have much regard for Ramānuja Acharya. That is, in the Sampradaya of Ramānuja Acharya, their devotion is very perfectly shown. All the devotees' life, we can see Jamuna Acharya, Kulasekhar, many of the devotees in Ramānuja Sampradaya, Kuresh, Dhanurdas, it is exemplary character. All. And also Tridanda Sannyas. It is an organized way running in South India in the Ramānuja Sampradaya. And Saraswatī Thakur, he discovered this Tridanda Sannyas from Srimad Bhagavata. And he has seen the process to take that sannyas in Ramānuja Sampradaya. Then he organized in Mahāprabhu Sampradaya that Tridanda Sannyas. And it is organized way running in Ramānuja Sampradaya. And also Nityānanda Prabhu, when break the dandam or Mahāprabhu, that time he had make it 3 pieces. And he throw in the river. And Saraswatī Thakur, he gave that example, the Mahāprabhu's ekadanda sannyas also broken by Nityānanda Prabhu. And he showed, really Mahāprabhu organized tridanda sannyas. And that is tridanda sannyas organized in Srimad Bhagavatam. Idāṁ samāsthāya parād munishtham upāsitāṁ pūrvatamair mahādhi ahaṁ tadishyāmi duranta pāraṁ tamo mukundāṁ rinṣevayaiva. Through that chapter, Saraswatī Thakur have got much inspiration from it, and he took Tridanda Sannyas in the Sampradaya of Mahāprabhu. There he organized that Tridanda Sannyas. And from the Purāṇa, he took the names of Tridanda Sannyas, 108 names is there. Shankara Sampradaya, they are Tirthasram, Banaranya, Giri, Parvat, Sagar, Bharati, Puri, Saraswati. Then name Shankaracharya took from the Purāṇa. But Vaishnava Sannyas organized by Acharya Ramanuja and Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Mahāprabhu Sampradaya. And there he took 108 names. And when he started to preach
Krishna consciousness. That time he was very young, maybe 14 years old. And from childhood, Saraswati Thakur was very strong-minded devotee. Lastly, he lived school life also. And he wrote that article, when I say, understand this Jaravidya, the material education, doing very bad for the jiva soul. Then I left that school also. School life and college life. And he started to preach Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was very learned. And Saraswati Thakur also had got some education in Oriental Seminary there in Chitpur Road. Now it is named Ravindra Sharan. Now still there, Oriental Seminary, we are still there, school. And he lived in Vidyasagar College, there Sanskrit. Anyhow, may read or not to read, that is not matter for Saraswati Thakur. He was vast, large and pandit. And in brahmachari life, when he was very strict, that time he had got seva for Mayapur Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him that seva to Saraswati Thakur. You must do this seva. When Saraswati Thakur do not want to do that, Saraswati Thakur said, I shall stay. I shall try to maintain our renounced life. And I shall read the books. I shall print some shastra, do culture some shastra and spend my life. I do not want to involve with the
property. Well,
maintain wealth. I shall not try for that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur heavily told to Saraswati Thakur, if we not do seva for Mahaprabhu's dham, Sri Mayapur, and if you not take charge, what is your desire? You will be Mayavadi or not? Mayavadi, they are continuing their renounced life. They not will do involve with anything with mundane matter. But you are not like that. You are the servitor of Mahaprabhu. And you must take austerity for the service of Mahaprabhu. Then Prabhupada was a little shy and told, yes, Prabhu, as your order, I shall do that. And that time he had got many nice devotees under the guideline, the guidance. He had got Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, Keshav Maharaj, his name was. Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. And few brahmachari he has got for preaching. And also organizing Mayapur in a very nice way. All over the world he wants to preach that. Mayapur, glories of Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Ketan Mahaprabhu, Sargoshami, etc. And Vinod Babu took charge on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. All the materials, matter, business, he is looking at. But materials, outwardly it is materials, but it was transcendental for Srila Saraswati Thakur. Someday he told some opposition party have done very wrong against Saraswati Thakur, and some court case come, Saraswati Thakur said, if necessary, I shall sell
all the bricks, and all the bricks here is golden brick. And I have no money problem, I think. But I must do court case against that person. Like that is very important. Anyhow, when he started to preach against that 13 kind of Apasampradaya, then everybody was very furious and acting against Saraswati Thakur very badly. But Saraswati Thakur was not fearful, and he given fight against all the bad sampradaya, who is carrying the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That time we heard one story of from Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj's uncle was Jati Gosain type, and he have also many disciples in East Bengal. He is time to time going to East Bengal and coming back from there. One day they are talking about Saraswati Thakur, and Guru Maharaj was very young that time. Young youth. And Guru Maharaj is hearing, they are talking, the other side of Ganges, they are revealed that Mahaprabhu's birthplace, Sridhar Mayapur, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and his son is Saraswati Thakur, he is preaching very heavily against us. But nobody will try to compete with him. Nobody going for debating with him. And nobody can debate with him that type of his quality and qualifications. Then other men asking, nobody can debate with him. And that uncle of Guru Maharaj told, yes, nobody can debate with him. But he is always ready to fight. And this word he has used, ye shing pedi yasi. Always he is ready for fighting with everybody,
like ox.
Ox sometimes stay in this way, and Saraswati Thakur like that. He is always ready, ever ready for fighting. This expression through Bengali. Anyhow, that Saraswati Thakur, when tried to preach, he thinks Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and that is the best in this age. Then he took sannyas and organized Tridanda sannyas. Not only he took, he gave sannyas his disciples. And many disciples he have got, they are all genius and grand. And they are all very qualified. One of them, our Guru Maharaj also, there was and they all was very qualified and going all over the India they are preaching, and their preaching was very heavy, like Saraswati Thakur. Chastisement was very heavy. And we have seen that nature something of Srila Swami Maharaj's disciples. In that Srila Maharaj's disciples. In the Andhra Pradesh, they declared war like that against Saiva Sampradaya. And it was very heavy, and heavily they are fighting in Andhra Pradesh. I heard it. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he inspired his devotees, and they are fighting that. They are fighting against Ramakrishna Mission, against all the religion. That was their nature. And that way, they conquered all over the India. And where they are going, other party very fearfully they are leaving that place. That is, they cannot compete with them, they cannot debate with them, and they are going out from that place. One day it's happened, some Jati Gosai, he happily stayed in his disciple's house, and many of disciples, they are giving, hearing happily of this Goswami's commentary. But that time, outside of his house, when our some Maharaj gone and told, Jaya Om Vishnuvat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jaya, when told this sound hearing that Jati Goswami gone out through other doors. Oh, and his commentary is very nice. He told, ei re takat poreche. Mane dako it kam. Your house. Many dacoit come to your house. Now I shall not stay to your house. And he called out. That was impression. That is, they cannot fight through the shastra, cannot debate.
The scriptures.
Through scriptures, they cannot debate with the disciple of Saraswati Thakur. They are very strong. This way Saraswati Thakur started his preaching, and he made 64 march all over the India. Especially, he gave chance to make march in Madras, Kolkata, Delhi, Kurukshetra, Allahabad, to our Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj discovered there the Ramananda Rai and Mahaprabhu's talking place, discussing place in Rajamahindri Kabbu there. And Guru Maharaj established their mark by the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and also Madras mark he organized. But he not alone that time. He, with him, Sripad Bhan Maharaj was with him, Goswami Maharaj also helped him. Many of him, the devotees helped him, who was very dear to Guru Maharaj. And also Bombay, there also Guru Maharaj preached. And when Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he joined in the Prabhupada's mission, that time he had business in Bombay. Maybe there was one apartment of Srila Swami Maharaj. And Srila Goswami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Bhan Maharaj, and Madhav Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj that time was high grade brahmachari. They gone for preaching. He called them. And they gone preaching in Bombay. And Srila Swami Maharaj, he took that group of sannyasins to his friend for preaching. And many ways he also helped there in Bombay. But that time in Bombay, Gauri Math was in a rented house. Also in Madras, first there was rented house. There was Math. And later Guru Maharaj have done that, the Madras Gauri Math. Now you have seen that many of the devotees also went there. They have seen. But first life was very struggleful of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, but also very glorious. One time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur invited by the Society of Panditas of Mednipur for giving lecture there. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was showing sick. He cannot go there, but he sent Saraswati Thakur. And that time Saraswati Thakur was as Brahmachari. And he went there, that place's name is Balibhag. And 3 days he glorified the qualities of Brahmins and qualification of the Brahmins, glorification of the Brahmins. And after hearing that, all the Brahmin was very happy. But next 3 days, when he started to glorify the Vaishnavas and Vaishnava's position, so over of Brahmin, so high than Brahmin, then Brahmin also was very surprised, and they convinced by Srila Saraswati Thakur, and they took many initiation from Saraswati Thakur there. And that day happened very nice history. We heard that when Saraswati Thakur glorified the Vaishnavas, that meeting, in that meeting maybe 10,000 people and Pandit, they joined. And when they heard from Saraswati Thakur the glorification of Vaishnava, they think Saraswati Thakur himself is a very great Vaishnava. Then they want to take his pig dust. And at a time, if everybody will come to take pig dust, what dangerous that you can think it. Then some clever man, he had saved Prabhupada that day. He took the feet of Prabhupada forcefully, feet of Prabhupada, and put down
a big water bucket.
And he took out from that meeting. And all the men took that one. That is Vaishnavi Padajal. They are thinking, this is very auspicious. That way he preached in his young age. And later he took sannyas, and he wants to pay his Gurudev. Srila Gopishandar Bhaji Maharaj was very genuine type of man. And he told Saraswati Thakur, you don't go to Calcutta. It is college town. You must remember it. Then he took his order other way. My Gurudev knows I not will be attracted with Calcutta. But why he told specially that name Calcutta? Then he thinks it is order of my Gurudev, you go to Calcutta and preach there, that is college town. That is, I born in Calcutta. He knows. And I will be attracted by that beauty of Calcutta. He knows it. But why he mentioned it, don't go to Calcutta, that is Kolistan. Then he thinks, where is Kolistan? There my preaching must be necessary. Then he is waiting for the chance. And that time, Kunjababu, who was later secretary of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, and he was very intelligent and efficient secretary, very famous secretary of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. He had some apartment in number one Uttaradini main road. Three devotees, they are staying under house. There is three flat maybe, or three rooms there. Three rooms, not flat. And first floor there was one small room. And they gave to stay Saraswati Thakur, staying there in that room. And he is preaching from that number one Uttaradini group. And that devotee, one name is Kunjababu. And And another, I told this morning, I forget now. Tirtha
Maharaj.
Sakhi Babu. No, Sakhi Babu's another house. Sakhi Babu also come. He, Sakhi Babu first was a Goswami's disciple. And he was against Srila Prabhupada. That is, he was Goswami's disciple. But later, Sakhi Babu can understand that this Mahapurush, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is very dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. Some way he knows it, understands, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur and Gorkhis Darbhaji. Sakhi Babu also seen Gorkhis Darbhaji Maharaj. They are coming to Gorkhis Darbhaji Maharaj also. Sometimes they are coming to Navadvip. Anyway, then Sakhi Babu become devotee of Srila Saraswati Thakur and took initiation from him. But he was other place. That was Raja Dinendra Street, 128 number, Raja Dinendra Street. But they are in Jashodanandanpur. Three devotees stayed there, Kunju Babu, Jashodanandanpur, and maybe Tirtha Maharaj. And they are maintaining the expenses of Saraswati Thakur, and Saraswati Thakur was preaching from there. Then later he took another place and started big way to preach, and there Guru Maharaj gone, joined there. Guru Maharaj, that had Sarchil Guru, and he had seen there in festival time, very big way going festival, and he is such a guru, and he met with Srila Saraswati Thakur, and within few minutes he understands that he is my guru. And later he went there maybe few months, and finally he decided, yes, I shall leave my house. Anyhow, that Saraswati Thakur's teaching, now all over the world, you can see, and you are also, by the mercy of Saraswati Thakur, present here in the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. But the seed coming from that apartment, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur started it like Madhavendra Puri, and Saraswati Thakur was like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now it is all over the world, teached by Srila Swami Maharaj, the conception of Srila Saraswati Thakur as well as Srila Mahaprabhu. Then we are so fortunate, you are so fortunate also, that we have got chance to practice Krishna consciousness within the line of Srila Siddhartha Sarasvati Thakur. And now we can say the Mahaprabhu's glory all over the world now very glorified. Everybody giving respect. Even Russia, they are also chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everybody. I cannot speak to any English, and also I cannot express in English. But you come from so far, I need to say something to you. That is, I am trying to glorify your personal happiness. But here is my many friends. They can express, they can tell about Srila Saraswati Thakur's memory.
they know more than we have come. That is, I not touch everything. I only the heart. And many of my friends, they touch. Many of my head, the character of philosophy touches. And they can say more than me, I think of. Anyhow, today is our prayer day. And the lotus feet of philosophy Thakur. Whom I have composed was Loka for Sanskriti Thakur. You know that Nikila Bhuvana Maya, Chinna Vichinna Katri. Many shlokas we want to compose. Sujanar Budharadhita Pada Jukam Jukadharma Dhuram Nara Patra Balam. That so Pada Padma Tavakam. Pala Mami Sadapuru Pada Padam. And other also. Many shlokas about Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasya Thakur. Sri Guru Maharaj composed. And Guru Maharaj liked very much this shloka, that Nikila Bhuvana Maya Chinna Vichinna Katri Viruddha Bahula Mitta Mukti Moham Tadatri Siddhita Vidhiraga Radhara Dhesha Dhani Vilasati Guru Mittam Vichti Vichthan Sabha. And this is our very merciful day for us, that we together try to glorify Sri Sanskriti Thakur and sing the glory. Sanskriti Thakur Mati can give us everything. And he shown the line of Rupadiga. And their last song, when he get to sing, get chance to sing to Srila Guru Maharaj. And there we can see what is his desire and what is goal of his life to show that to us. But actually he is very dear to Srimati Radharani, no doubt. That is his name in Bhava Seva. There you can see the Nayanamani Mandir. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Kamalamani Mandiri. Sri Gopinath Babaji from himself as Guna Mandiri. And Guru Maharaj also composed in this poetry, Sanskrit poetry. Guna Manjari Gari Mahaguna Hari Vahasana Bhayanam Kamala Priya Nayanam Vitae. Then I say to Srila Sanskriti Thakur, he gave his mercy, his peace to us, he gave his mercy to us, and we can do practice easily, just with the contrastness of what given our Srila Guru Maharaj, who is very dear to him. And he gave all the charge of his sampradaya to Srila Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj also gave him some duty to ask, the Jarana Kodare Kaya Krishna Kodesh. And we can do that to our transcendental service, visiting prayer, and you are all the Vaishnavas. At present, you are all following the line of Sri Sanskriti Thakur, and my prayer to you all, bestow your mercy upon me, and charge of the great sister of Subhati, and the Dana and Father of the Spirit.
Sarvata to the beginning.
What man come?
अज्ञान लखे माधना करुणा को Thank you.
श्रीमद भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद महाराज की जय। भक्त मंडल की जय। आनंदे।